This is the Game Act Hotline for October 7th, 2005, Episode 4.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more...
Game Addict Hotline.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Game Act Hotline. So please, turn your video game down and this podcast up. We are the place for all your favorite game news, new releases, top rentals, and trivia. And coming soon, we're going to have some interviews with some people in the game industry. We actually have some people I've asked to come on, and they've actually agreed to come and share with us about their new games. We would love to have you listen to those episodes. We'll be coming up in a few short weeks. I also want to thank everybody for listening to our show. We have had a lot of people voting at Podcast Alley. We were actually the second best game show in the whole Podcast Alley world, and we're over the 200 mark. So we'd love to have you guys come back and actually vote us up into the top 100, and also to be the best in the game show and the video game news. But first, what we'd like to do is thank all those people at iTunes. I was looking at FeedBurner, and I saw there were a lot of people listening to us through iTunes. And I want to thank you. I don't know who you are, but I want to thank you for listening. Anyway, let's go ahead and let's get to the news. So the first thing we have off is that GameStop offers $950 million to purchase Electronic Boutique. GameStop has raised enough money to purchase EB Games and make it the largest game seller in the country. Most news concerning the merger is really boring economic talk, so I'll just skip that. But the merger was announced in April of this year and will be finalized on Halloween of October 31st of this year. Our second news story is that scientists may want World of Warcraft to be used as a model for disease outbreaks. On the radio show All Things Considered on NPR, they discovered how World of Warcraft could be used to study outbreaks like SARS or the Ebola virus. Scientists were amazed at the real-life reactions of gamers as the outbreak grew. If you want to go ahead and check out the NPR episode and listen to what they had to say, you can visit our website and we'll have the link to the NPR radio show. Our next news story is that EA has settled an overtime lawsuit with a $15 million payoff. EA has agreed to settle a class action lawsuit for $15 million this week. The class action lawsuit was filed by EA employee Jamie Kirschenbaum and a group of his colleagues in July 2004. The suit was brought upon EA after they set many of their animators and artists as exempted employees for overtime pay. Much of the money will go towards paying the artists and lawyers. Any remaining portion of the settlement, which is not claimed, will be donated to the Jackie Robinson Foundation, which provides scholarships and support for ethnic minority students. And our final news this week, a big one, Peter Jackson will be producing the new Halo movie. Peter Jackson and his wife have been named co-producers for the Halo movie, which is to due out in 2007. Peter Jackson, an avid gamer, will film the movie in New Zealand, close to his production and post-production facilities. Universal Studios has not yet named a director for the project, but we have heard that Peter Jackson will be using the same software he used for The Lord of the Rings. Many people have speculated that we'll have a huge war, such as we saw in The Lord of the Rings, but we'll have to see when it comes out in 2007. Okay, that's our news for today. Let's go ahead and let's get to the top rentals, brought to you by Gamefly.com. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you the top three. The top three games were, number one, Ultimate Spider-Man. Number two top game was X-Men Legends 2, Rise of the Apocalypse. And the number three top-rented game was Ninja Gaiden Black for the Xbox. Okay, now they didn't give me any specific systems, so I'm going to go ahead and I'll just give you the top PSP rentals. Number one was Madden NFL 2006. Number two was Burnout Legends. And number three was Death Junior, one of those original games that they were showing off for the PSP. All right, that's our top rentals for this week. Let's go ahead and let's get to the new releases for this week. We got a lot of new releases, but there's only a few coming out on all the systems. For Game Boy, PS2, and Xbox, SSX On Tour by EA Sports Big. Tie the Tasmanian Tiger 3, Night of the Quicken. Quicken. I don't know how you say that. You'll have to check it out. It's by Activision. But our last one is Codename Kid Next Door Operation Video Game by Global Star. Just for the PS2 and Xbox, L.A. Rush by Midway. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge by Buena Vista Games. A perfect game for the month. Hopefully you'll be able to play it before Halloween and get yourself ready for that Halloween spirit. There's also NCAA March Madness 2006 by EA Sports. For the Xbox, Serious Sam 2 by 2K Games. Splat Renegade Paintball by Take-Two Games. For the PS2, SOCOM 3 U.S. Navy SEALs by Sony. Devil Kings by Capcom. Romancing Saga, Square Enix. This is a remake of the Super Nintendo game, so if you're a big RPG player, this will be the game for the week. There's also Zatch Bell, Mamado Battles by Bandai. For the GameCube, there is Zatch Bell, Mamado Battles by Bandai. For the PSP, SSX On Tour, EA Sports, Big. For the DS, Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects by EA Games. Zoo Tycoon DS by THQ. This is a remake from the Microsoft Zoo Tycoon games. There's also for the Game Boy Advance, Teen Titans by Majesco. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Pumpkin King by Buena Vista Games. FIFA 2006 by EA Sports. Ultimate Arcade Games by Telegram Inc. And Hello Kitty Happy Party Pals by THQ. And my PC pick for this week is Evil Dead Regeneration by THQ. But my big pick for this week is a DS game called Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. This is a great game because it's drawn by the same person who did Chrono Trigger and the Dragon Ball Z anime shows. So what we're going to do is I'll tell you, this is a game where you're an attorney. It's kind of like a Law and Order, but you're going to get the evidence and you're going to hear people talking and you'll have to show the evidence or ask different questions. So if you're very interested in trying out this game, I would highly recommend it. It is my pick this week. But let's go ahead and let's go take a commercial for a while. I get my water and go ahead and I'll let you guys listen to the commercials. So please, you can email us at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. We love your comments, suggestions, or any other things that you want to tell us. So let's go ahead and let's go to commercials, and I'll see you guys in a minute.
The electronic entertainment industry has become one of the largest and fastest growing industries in the United States and has a large representation in the Puget Sound area. The Computer Game Development Certificate is designed for people who wish to gain basic skills which will assist them in the development of software for computer graphics, multimedia, and games, and for employment in the electronic entertainment industry. The curriculum includes general programming courses in C++ and specialized courses aimed at the design, development, and testing of Windows-based games using commercial development tools. The certificate program is offered in either an on-campus or online option. For more information about this program, visit our website at gamedev.edcc.edu or email us at gamedev@edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way. And now back to Game Addict Hotline.
Somebody give me a bass line.
And we are back. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College, and we'd like to hear you come to our website at www.edcc.edu. Now we're going to go ahead and we'll get to the trivia, but remember, I still need contestants for the trivia. You can win prizes for playing on the trivia when you go ahead and email us at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. That's gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and let's get to the trivia this week. Our first category is Bungie Labs. So the first question I want to know is, this is the place Bungie is located. My second question is, this is Bungie's last game before they started on the Halo series. And my final question is, this is the developer who did the PC edition for Halo Combat Evolved. All right, that's Bungie. Let's go ahead and let's get to the next category, which is Star Wars. And I wanted to know, what was the year that the game Star Wars came out on the arcade? Number two, did you know that there was a Star Wars chess game? Well, I want to know, what systems were they on? And our final question is, this is the full name of the next Star Wars game to be coming out next month. All right, my next category is Dreamcast launch games. As I was talking about the Xbox 360, I thought we'd go ahead and we'd go back in history and we'd look at other games that launch systems. So let's go ahead and let's start with our first question. This shooter had you using the light gun to kill zombies. Our second question is, this old arcade boxing game was made from the same people who make NFL Blitz and is highlighted by a man with a giant afro. And our final question is, this fighting game from Namco was the sequel to this game Soul Edge and is one of the best fighters for the Dreamcast. All right, our final question. You know, South Korea is having a big problem with internet gaming. It seems that a lot of more people are playing than just working. There's even three TV channels just showing tournament matches on the internet. One gamer is making over $130,000 just playing video games. There was a recent study. I want to know, what percentage are obsessively playing online games in South Korea? I'll go ahead and let you guys mill over those questions, but let's go ahead and let's play some more commercials, and I'll see you in a while.
You need a touch and shot. Tetris. Can you even touch size?
Square, rectangle, trapezoid, hexazoid.
Nintendo introduces Tetris.
Put a piece here, put a piece there.
Use your thumbs, use your eyes.
Find yourself Tetris-ized.
Now you're playing with power.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
If you owned a Commodore 64, then what you just heard should give you an instant flashback to those late-night gaming sessions back in the 80s. And so should this tune from 1985. It's Rob Hubbard's Crazy Comets. But did you know that people have been busy remixing the old tunes? To whet your appetite, here's a bit from Mackie's Glider Rider. Want more? No problem. Tune in to the C64 Takeaway Podcast and join host Jan Lund Thompson as he brings you the best Commodore 64 remixes from independent artists and publishers. Plus, album previews, news, anecdotes, and classic Commodore tunes. To subscribe, visit the show website at www.slayradio.org/podcast. That's www.slayradio.org/podcast or search for C64 on the iTunes podcast directory.
Destroy him, my robot.
Game over.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I want to go ahead and let's go get to the trivia, though. All right, let's get to the trivia. I want to go ahead and let's get to the first category, which was Bungie. The first question was, this is the place Bungie is located. And the answer is, What is Redmond, Washington, USA? The second question was, this is Bungie's last game before they started the Halo series. And the answer to that was, what is Oni? That was a very old and had a mixed reviews back in the day. But our third question was, this is the developer who did the PC edition for Halo Combat Evolved. And the answer is, who is Gearbox Studios? Now, if you don't know who Gearbox Studios is, they're also the people who made Half-Life for the PS2 and many of the expansion packs for the Half-Life PC game. Our second category was Star Wars. I wanted to know, what was the year that the Star Wars game came to the arcades? And the answer is, what is 1983? The second question was, what was the system that the Star Wars chess game came out on? And the answer was the 3DO, or you could have also said the Sega CD. And our last question was, this is the full name for the next Star Wars game coming out this next month. And the answer is Star Wars Battlefront 2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get our Dreamcast launch games. The first question was, this shooter had you using the light gun to kill zombies. And the answer was, what is House of the Dead 2? Our second question was, this old boxing game was made from the same people who made NFL Blitz. And the answer was, what is Ready to Rumble? You know, with the little two. Anyway, let's go ahead and let's get to question three. And this was the fighting game that Namco made that was supposed to be the sequel for Soul Edge, which is Soul Calibur. What is Soul Calibur? Which will be coming out on the PS2 only. I don't know why they are not giving it out for the GameCube and the Xbox, especially since they made great money on the GameCube version of the Soul Calibur 2 series with Link involved. But let's go ahead and let's get to our final question, which was, South Korea is having a problem with internet gaming, and a lot more people are playing than they think should be. I wanted to know how many people are obsessed by playing online games in South Korea. And the study found that 35% of the people are obsessively playing online games. That's just amazing. So let's go ahead, and I want to thank you guys for listening to our podcast again. I keep saying thank you, but I'm always thanking you because I don't know how many people are listening, and I'm very happy that there is somebody that's listening. And also all of you who are also podcasters who are listening, I'm very honored that you guys are listening to my show. So let's go ahead and vote for me at Podcast Alley. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.gameaddicthotline.com. You can also email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. And I want to thank you all for listening and tell you that this podcast is over, so you can go ahead and turn your games back up. So you guys go ahead and have a good day.